Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, thanks for joining us for another lesson right here on Studio Classroom as we get into today's science lesson.
We are on day two of our article called Lab Grown Eats, Promise or Problem.
Promise or problem. Yesterday, we learned about some of the benefits of using these lab-grown foods, like increased nutrition and more food for a hungry population.
But are there any problems with these lab-grown eats? That's what we're going to talk about in our article today. So let's get started with our first reading right now.
Lab-grown eats, promise or problem? Lab-grown food may also be more sustainable because it requires less space than traditional farming. Water and land use are reduced. Additionally, bad weather, which can destroy crops and kill animals, doesn't affect lab-grown food.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 先来看形容词 lab grown， 意思是人工培育的或是实验室培养的。譬如 lab grown diamonds look real, but usually cost less and raise fewer environmental concerns. 人工钻石看起来像天然钻石，通常价格较低，且引发的环境疑虑也比较少。Lab grown 的 lab 是 laboratory 的缩写。它的意思是实验室、化验室。来看个例句。The laboratory where technicians tested samples smelled like chemicals. 技术人员检测样品的实验室里有化学药剂的气味。另外来学一个形容词 synthetic, 意思是合成的、人造的。譬如 Alice prefers synthetic fabrics because they dry quickly and feel comfortable during travel.Alice 比较喜欢合成纤维的布料，因为它们干得快，旅行时穿起来也舒服。
Right now, let's talk about some of the major differences between lab-grown foods and traditional farming.
All right, well, we learn here, lab-grown food may also be more sustainable. Now, this is a word that we talk about often here at Studio Classroom. It's really important for when we're talking about protecting the environment. Sustainable means able to last without harming the earth.
For example, sustainable farming can save water.
When we talk about sustainability, we're talking about resources and are they going to continue to be available or will those resources get used up?
All right, so lab-grown food may be more sustainable because it requires less space than traditional farming.
What is traditional farming? Well, we're talking about the usual ways of growing food on land.
Yeah, here when we're saying traditional, we don't mean farming practices from hundreds of years ago. We're talking about the usual ways of farming as opposed to making things in a lab.
Right, and this could be anything from growing crops or to growing animals or raising animals on farms.And this is how we usually get our food. This is traditional farming, but this is different, what we're looking at here.
Absolutely, very different. So it requires less space than traditional farming. Water and land use are reduced.
You don't need as much water and you don't need as much land to grow food in a lab.Additionally, bad weather, which can destroy crops and kill animals, doesn't affect lab-grown food.
Yeah, of course, there aren't going to be any big storms inside of this laboratory that will affect those crops.
Now, crops, friends, are plants that are grown for food. Usually when we're talking about crops, we're talking about a large amount of a certain type of plant that people eat.
Yeah, you might say farmers could grow corn and wheat crops in order to sell them.
Yes, so crops are the plants that we grow for food. And here we see that if there is bad weather, that could destroy a farmer's crops.
And also kill animals. So in some ways, making food in a lab like this would be more secure.
Yeah, yesterday we talked more about the idea of a controlled environment. The idea with traditional farming is that it's not a controlled environment, right? Because you can't control how much rain falls on your crops or if your animals get sick. But if you are growing food in a lab, that is a controlled environment, and you can make sure the conditions stay the same all the time.
Right, so these are some more benefits or potential benefits if we use a lot more of these lab-grown foods. Well, what else is going on with lab-grown food? We'll find out in just a moment as we go to our next reading.
Lab-grown eats. Promise or problem? Not everyone is convinced that lab-grown food is a good option. Presently, the taste and texture are not quite the same as traditional food. The U.S. company Good Meat mixes vegetable proteins with a small percent of lab-grown chicken to match the taste and texture of farm-raised chicken. Others note that because lab-grown foods have high energy demands, only renewable energy use will limit carbon dioxide, CO2, emissions. Lab-grown food costs more to grow, so only large-scale production will result in competitive prices.
Demand 这个名词意思是需求。例如, there is strong demand for quiet cafes where people can relax and work peacefully together. 民众对安静的咖啡厅有很强的需求，在那里人们能够放松并一起安静工作。Demand 当动词的时候，它的现在分词 demanding 可以当形容词用，意思是要求高的、吃力的或是繁重的。譬如 The job feels demanding during holidays when deadlines pile up and rest becomes rare. 假日期间工作感觉特别繁重，因为截止日期一累积，休息时间就变少了。片语 in demand 的意思呢是受欢迎、抢手。譬如 Comfortable walking shoes are always in demand among travelers exploring cities all day.对于整天在城市里游览的旅客来说，舒适的步行鞋总是很抢手。
We have already discussed so many great benefits from growing and eating lab-grown foods. So, that's what we'll all be doing, right?Well, it sounds like not everyone is convinced.
Not everyone is convinced because there are some issues with growing lab-grown food. Let's find out what those are right now. Not everyone is convinced that lab-grown food is a good option. Presently, the taste and texture are not quite the same as traditional food.
Yes.So, we started that sentence, that last one off, with this word presently. When you do that, you're saying at this time or now.
Yeah, for example, presently the weather is nice and it would be good to go outside for a walk.
Okay, so presently the taste and texture of these lab-grown foods are not quite the same as the real thing. Let's talk about that word texture.
Okay, texture is how something feels when you touch it. And this could be touching it with your hands or like when you eat food, you're touching it with your mouth and your tongue.
Yeah, everything has a different texture. You might say the cream has good texture.
Okay, so there are two things we're taking into account here, taste and texture. And unfortunately, food grown in a lab isn't the same as traditional food.
Right, think about it. Maybe you love to eat a good steak. Of course, that is made from a real animal, but a lab-grown steak, if it doesn't taste the same or feel the same in your mouth, could leave you pretty disappointed.
Let's see some examples of this, friends. The U.S. company Good Meat mixes vegetable proteins with a small percent of lab-grown chicken to match the taste and texture of farm-raised chicken. So we're not actually getting chicken here, or at least not completely.
Yeah, there's maybe little bits of chicken in there, but they're adding other things, hoping it will feel like it tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Others note that because lab-grown foods have high energy demands, only renewable energy use will limit carbon dioxide emissions.
Okay, so of course, when we're talking about making something more green or sustainable, we're often talking about reducing the amount of carbon dioxide we're releasing into the atmosphere. This is a gas that might come from burning fuel, or even just breathing releases carbon dioxide.
Right, cars release carbon dioxide. And we see here that we're looking at carbon dioxide emissions. An emission is a gas that is sent into the air.
For example, lower emissions will help the planet.
So what's the problem here? The problem is that lab-grown food requires a lot of energy to grow. And if the goal is sustainability, using up a lot of energy and creating more emissions isn't actually accomplishing that goal.
Right, and it all comes down to where that energy is coming from. If we're producing that energy through renewable means, then maybe it could be good for the Earth. But if we're just burning coal or oil, then that's not helping.
Exactly. Now, we see one more problem here in this section. Lab-grown food costs more to grow, so only large-scale production will result in competitive prices. Basically, what we're reading here is that because lab-grown food is very costly, it costs a lot to produce it. That means the price for the consumer is going to be higher as well.
Yeah, so if these companies are able to make a lot at once and there's a lot of demand, then prices will start to drop a bit, but that's just not the truth yet.
Not yet. We're going to talk a little bit more about this in the next section, friends, but right now it's time for us to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The yummy word texture. Last week, I made homemade popcorn. The problem was some kernels were perfectly fluffy and crunchy. Others turned into sad little chewy rocks. One bite and I yelled, "This has the weirdest texture." Texture is all about how food feels in your mouth. Smooth, rough, soft, hard, or anything in between. It's like the personality of the bite. We use texture to talk about the physical feel of food, like creamy, crispy, chewy, or grainy. For example, the ice cream's texture was so smooth, it melted like silk on my tongue. Let's try another. Fresh carrots have a satisfying texture that makes every bite crunchy and fun. Here are more words to describe food aspects. Crispy means pleasantly hard and breaking with a snap. For example, the fries were golden and crispy on the outside, soft inside. Chewy is stretchy and needs lots of chewing. For example, the caramel was super chewy and stuck to my teeth. Creamy feels rich, thick, and velvety. For example, the mashed potatoes were creamy and buttery and a perfect comfort food. Soggy means wet and limp, usually not good. For example, the bread got soggy after sitting in soup too long. I once tried a mystery snack that was supposed to be crunchy, but turned out mushy, a total texture surprise. Describing food this way makes eating and cooking way more exciting. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Lab-grown eats. Promise or problem? Others hesitate because lab-grown meat tastes and feels unnatural and disconnects people from their food heritage. Italy became one of the first countries to ban lab-grown food to protect traditional food culture and domestic agriculture. A variety of lab-grown foods, from meat and dairy to egg whites and tuna, are in production, some of which may appear in stores soon. But questions remain. Will lab-grown food prove sustainable and affordable in the future? And will the public accept this alternative nutrition source?
Sometimes it helps to disconnect from social media and enjoy quiet evenings without notifications. 有时候脱离社群媒体，享受没有通知打扰的安静夜晚会很有帮助。Disconnect 的形容词是 disconnected， 意思是失去联系的、脱节的。譬如 ，After the hours-long power outage, everyone felt disconnected from friends and news.经过长达数小时的停电后，每个人都感到与朋友和新闻失去了联系。我们来学一个片语 ，disconnect someone or something from someone or something， 意思是使什么脱离什么。譬如 ，The retreat helped temporarily disconnect employees from work stress and constant emails。这次退休会帮助员工暂时脱离工作压力与不断涌入的电子邮件。And that concludes today's Language Lab. Thanks for joining and see you next time.
All right, friends, we've heard some arguments for and against lab-grown food. Let's listen to just a couple more.
All right, we read here, others hesitate because lab-grown meat tastes and feels...unnatural. Let's stop there for a minute and talk about what that means.
Okay, if something is unnatural, it's not normal or it's not made by nature.
Yeah, so for example, many say that cloning animals is not natural or unnatural.
Okay, so yes, like we talked about before, when they make these lab-grown meats, it's kind of a big blob that they shape into a certain shape. It's not like a whole piece that's cut from the animal.
Right, so people feel that this is unnatural and disconnects people from their food heritage.
Okay, so the idea would be there are certain flavors or traditions thought of to be from a certain culture. And this new technology or new flavors are completely new. They're not connected to any of that.
We have a good example of this in the next sentence, friends. Italy became one of the first countries to ban lab-grown food to protect traditional food culture and domestic agriculture.
All right, before we talk about that, let's talk about a few of those words, starting with the word ban. To ban something means to make it not allowed or maybe even illegal.
Let's use ban in a sentence. They want to ban plastic bags across the entire country.
All right, so Italy has banned this lab-grown food. They've made it not okay, and that is partially to protect domestic agriculture. Here, this word domestic means related to your own country.
For example, we could say domestic meat comes from local farms. You can think of it as the area close to you or around you.
Yeah, and so this is domestic agriculture. Agriculture is a big term that describes all sorts of farming and growing food.
agriculture is important because it feeds the world. So Italy is concerned about two different things here. It's concerned about protecting its food heritage, and it's also concerned about its domestic agriculture.
Right, the whole economy around that. Now, this kind of makes sense to me. There are very few countries that care about their food heritage more than Italy.
And I can understand why. When you think of Italian food, you think of something very specific. Many recipes might be passed down from generation to generation, and a lot of the recipes are made with ingredients that can be found nearby. If those things were made in a lab, you might lose some of that food heritage.
Well, let's see what else we can learn. We read a variety of lab-grown foods, from meat and dairy to egg whites and tuna, are in production, some of which may appear in stores soon.
Let's take a look at that term, in production. In production means being made or created now.
All right, here's another example sentence. That new phone is in production and will be released later this year.
But there are questions. Questions remain, will lab-grown food prove sustainable and affordable in the future? Here's another question. And will the public accept this alternative nutrition source?
Friends, you can think about those questions as we now go over to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看这个句型中非限定关系代名词 which 和 whom， 它们所引导的关系子句前面一定要加逗号。当介系词 of 搭配关系代名词的时候，用来表示当中的什么什么，说明前面名词的范围。一般情况下，量词会放在 of 之前。不过在正式或古老的文体当中，也可以看到量词放在关系代名词之后，例如什么什么 books of which some are written in German 什么什么。另外要注意，介系词后面的关系代名词必须使用受格，因此不能用 who， 只能用 whom。 来看例句， John helped 10 students, 4 of whom were Japanese。 John 帮助了10位学生，其中4个人是日本人。
Friends, what do you think about lab-grown foods? You can think about your opinion as we go to our talk about it question. Do you think lab-grown foods are a good solution for environmental and food security challenges? Explain.
I think it is one among many different solutions, that probably people will use. I don't think it's going to take over everything we eat, but I'm sure it will increase.
I think it's not a good solution. I think that the energy required to produce this food doesn't really match what you get out of it. The input doesn't justify the output. So it's not actually helping the environment as it's made right now.
Yeah, I think that is an interesting thing to think about. All of that comes down to whether or not we as a people can use more and more green energy in the future.
I think renewable energy is a good topic to think about when we're thinking about lab-grown food. But what do you think, friends? Do you think lab-grown food is a good option? Have you tried any of it before? What was your experience?
Friends, think about that. Make sure to go out and grab a Studio Classroom magazine so you can follow all of our lessons.
All right, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Last a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.